Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, good to see all of you. Good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You're quiet, but you are what? A few minutes ago, you were singing. Yeah? Huh? Chris saw, eh? Yeah. When it comes to names, don't ask fathers. Please. Okay? Not that he got it wrong. Eh? Yeah, it is safe. Amen. Because number one, mothers are the ones who get those difficult names. Guys don't, man. Guys just give John, Paul, what? Huh? Hallelujah. For me, at first I thought it was a crystalline. Crystalline. So I even sent her a message once. Crystalline. Though it didn't make sense why someone should be called Crystalline. But I was like, well, that is the name of parents just so. Crystalline. And I was corrected. But I don't think I remember the name. But it is Crystalline. Glory be to God. If the woman know it, that's good enough. Hallelujah. And the husband and the father. Amen. Yes, good for us to be here today. We thank God for that. Amen. Yes. How many of you have ever gone to for a major operation and you're put under general anesthesia, like you black out completely? I was there twice as a child. Twice. All right. I remember very well. I think it was in P1 and in P2. Okay. They're operating me here. P1 and P2. Yeah, but I remember the first time it was in Mulago. The first time I was, you saw I'm on table, you lie down, what? Okay. Meanwhile, your mother, I think she's out there, so now you're with strangers. Okay. Then, of course, now, as I grew up, when I went through medical school, I could now understand the process. So there was a guy who now I know, of course, was an anesthetist or anesthesiologist, So as I'm there, what, he began to ask me what? Questions. Like, you know, in a good way, as he's talking to a kid, what's your name? Moses. How old are you? I told him. Where did you stay? I told him. Now the next time I knew, okay, the next time, like, you know, I was in my bed. So where did the questions end? I don't know. I even don't know which other question. The next minute I knew, the next moment I came to, to consciousness, I was what? Yeah, in bed. Yeah, on my bed. So I even don't know how long the operation took, how long I was there, but I just know. But I think I could tell what the last question was. Okay? Or the last question, which I remember. And then, shoo! Then the second time, the guy, this time I think he didn't ask me so many questions. This could have been like a year later or month later. All right? And, he asked me again. Bed. All right? Growing up was, I had a very, in as far as, of course, now, you see, two operations that they keep for the same thing, you know. And of course, there were other sickness that I also had, but which didn't take me to theater. But looking back, you know, when I got saved and then I got to know my calling, and then when I was named Moses, I came to understand that just as the Lord had a plan for my life, even the enemy had a plan to take me off the scene at a very early age. And it's amazing that those operations or the problem I had to do with it, you know, which could have messed up my ability to speak and stuff. Now, when I went to medical school, yes, I always wanted to go and look for my file as a child. To look for my file and what? But somehow I was lazy. I never did it for 5 years. You know, I was there even for another year internship. And I was always like, I'm going to go and what? Find my file and look and see what the problem really was, what they did. But I never got to do that. And now I don't think that file is there anymore. Because I guess they destroy them after some time. Remember, those were the days when there was no electronic storage, archiving of stuff. Yeah, but the Lord was good. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. It was in those, during that time when I was being admitted in hospital, when there was a pediatrician who was so nice. She was in charge of our ward. The girl was so nice. That's when I was like, when I grow up, I'm going to become a doctor. I almost didn't go for that around senior four. Okay, I almost switched to something else. PCM. Then somehow, I guess, again, the call. Somehow, I got, you know. Though, of course, when I did PCB, I also felt guilty because in primary school, I was so good at math. And I remember, I think I was in P5, and I scored something like 90-something, it was a very good mark. Then the teacher called me, you know, before the official release of what? Results. The guy who called me to his house said, now, you know, you've gotten this. This is so good. Then he told me, now, promise me that you will do math up to like HSC and what? And I promise the guy. All right. Yeah, but God is good. Amen? God is what? God is very good. Hallelujah. These young men, you know, ladies, you know, they all have things they want to do. I was told that these days kids want to play soccer, man. Become like Neymar so they can earn how much? 400,000 a week. Per week. Do you know what 400,000 per week is? Dollars, pounds or dollars per week. Yeah. And that is just to start with. Thank you, tons. Okay? Yesterday, I saw on YouTube some video. You know how, you know, YouTube thing just what? Come up, which you haven't subscribed to. Anyway, but recommendations come. And there was a picture of Neymar. Do you know Neymar? Anyway, your son, what? Yeah. You know? So, yeah. There's a picture of him with, like, a headband written on Jesus 100%. As in before. There was a time when it was Jesus 100%. Then they drew another pic, with a headband, but this time there was nothing. All right? So the story goes that Neymar, apparently, I didn't know, okay? But how many of you know Neymar? Put up your hand if you know him. Okay, this is good enough. Those who don't know, just know he's a soccer player, a Brazilian, very good, PSG, all right? Yeah, so apparently he's born again, and I didn't know that, because what I know about him is a showbiz guy, what? Anyway, but this guy, some evangelist, we're saying that the guy loves the Lord and sometimes he talks about him, right? But some time ago, apparently, they gave him a contract with a lot of money, all right? On condition that, tayo giving to be a Yesu, do things of Jesus, Jesus, Lord, Lord, all right? And they mentioned the amount of money. Again, do things of hundreds of thousands of dollars. All right? So, the before him, Jesus, 100, what? Right? Then they showed a big window. Now, nothing. All right? And, yeah. If that is true, it is very sad. It is very what? Very sad. All right? But those offers don't come to only those celebrities, superstars, all right? Thanks, okay? They come to also us at our different levels. Glory be to God. Okay, they come to us at our, you know, where we are. And the enemy makes us shut up. All right? I pray that we don't fall for those things. Hallelujah. Amen. Where they make you shut up because of, you know, whatever it could be. Glory be to God. We shouldn't do what? Shut up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Callings. Amen. Yeah. So, yeah. Hallelujah. All right. Yes. And, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Andrew, this is yours. Soksio Mwana. Yeah, so last Sunday, we talked about something basic, all right, which is basic Christianity, though I think we should know as Christians, all right, where we go or where Christians go, what happens when when they pass away, and what it was before then, all right, before then and now, all right, the name before, the name now, you know, yeah, and so, yeah, and when we did that in the week, I felt like this is the best opportunity to continue talking about the basics of Christianity. Hallelujah. You know this Pentecostal thing or this church thing, eh? Okay? Balokole thing, eh? You can easily get into this stuff where it's about what you can get from God. It is not about like the knowledge of the word, it's about miracles, it's about, you understand, things, it's about stuff, getting, you know, get all you can and can all you get, and can all you get, get all you can all, you understand, okay? When I listen to, like, especially Ugandan Christian, radio stations, And there's one in particular where, to me, it's like every time I tune in, it is just that. Stuff, what to break something so that something can come, which below, it is that. preacher after preacher, it's that. And I'm like, isn't this dangerous? Eh? You know, it is that, you know, eh? So when do they ever teach about some of the doctrines of the faith? I don't know. Maybe they do it on Sunday, but I doubt. All right. You know, eh? It is what you know, umurimo mlala, what a promotion, omchala, omami, what abakutawanya, you know, eh? It's that your enemies, what the God is going to deliver you from them. What it's that plotty, you know, eh? And I'm like, this is dangerous. Eh? Very, very dangerous. Hmm? When you see how people advertise their services, with churches, again, it is that. You know, because Sunday, no, what? Again, I have a service, Yabunabi. Okay? Recently, I was somewhere, and I saw that what? So it's going to be a prophetic service. Basically, meaning the good things, they're going to tell you the good things which are going to happen to you. Now, nothing is wrong with that. That is very good. Eh? However, that cannot be the key thing. Eh? And it cannot be the thing every day, every church. Of course, I'm not saying it's every church. Eh? All right? But for me, when I tune in, you know, the times when I'm in a place like a saloon and there's Christian Nebajira channel, it is that. Okay? When I tune in radio, in my car, it is that. I'm telling you. And I'm like, this is dangerous. Eh? This is very, very dangerous. Hmm? So it produces shallow Christians. You know, eh? Shallow Christians who really don't know the Bible. All they know in the Bible is Jesus said, you are asked. And it shall be what? That is dangerous. Eh? And now that gives an opportunity for cows to prepare because you want stuff. Okay, that is what we're going. You understand? Eh? So guys, that's when they begin to fake stuff. Eh? Okay, because now all that we need you to come is to show you that we can produce things. Okay, results. Okay. They start to manufacture them, you know, in whichever way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But please understand me, eh? God wants to give us stuff. Hallelujah. God wants to give us whatever, you understand, eh? But, you know, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God, all right, and his righteousness, eh? Okay? Rarely do you hear man, eh? The preaching of righteousness. You understand? And Jesus said, you know, if you do these things, seek first the kingdom of God and know his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. You see, eh? So, but it is very sad. Eh? It is very what? Very, very sad. And in so many ways, eh? Or in some ways, the Anglican Church, eh? Man, right now is doing much better than the Pentecostal one. Bully about what? About, they call him Reverend Accord, what? Reverend Accord, what? Eh? About what? What's that word? There's another word. Anyway, when you listen, you know, guys, you know, you're like, man, you even want to hide. You're like, our churches, we're not talking about what? Every service, even some of the powerful men of God you would expect better from. Every time, every service, it is that. Every lunch hour, it is that. Every special month, a special month of that, it is that. You're like, this is deadly, eh? Glory be to God, eh? And by the way, you can easily fall into that ditch, eh? Very easy. All right? Because we want stuff, man. Glory be to God. And you have to make people feel good that, yeah, you know, God is going to bless them. But I've realized in LAT, every time God has said, you know, I'm going to bless you, this time I rewards it. It wasn't because we were preaching about something for weeks. We're just doing, you know, the usual thing, preaching stuff, worshiping the Lord, emphasizing Jesus. And then, a dream would come from nowhere. God saying, I'm going to bless you guys. Glory be to God. All right? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, the Lord said. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. By the way, this that I'm telling you is very, very serious and it is very sad. How can someone grow spiritually? All that they listen to on radio all the time, all that they watch on TV all the time, it's stuff, kaplocha, kokeba kujida, mkamagena kakudiza, what, ogena kuva kukagari, ofune, boda, what, mkamagena kuvirayo. And it's true, mkama na mani, and you see it, but it cannot be that every day, all the month, the entire year. It can't. It shouldn't. You understand? It should, it's wrong, guys. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 to 3 says, therefore, leaving the discussion, use a slide, all right? Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Okay? Perfection here means maturity. Okay? Let us go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. You can close the windows if you want. All right. You can say I'm a pastor. I care for people. Okay? You can even close the door. Glory to God. This is very good, so that what? I can finish my what? Because I've talked about Neymar and what? That has eaten into my time. The only danger is that power might go off. Okay? A service like no other. All right. So, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, okay? The elementary. Hallelujah. Let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation, okay? Basically, not speaking about the elementary principles, okay? Which are repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. Okay, so that we shouldn't talk about these things. All right? But then he says that, and this we will do if God permits. Glory be to God. But for a long time I've wanted to preach from this verse, from this passage. But somehow the Lord wouldn't what? Permit me. But I feel like now he has what? Permitted. You know, to talk about these things, the basic, the foundation. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, if you mess up with your foundation or if you don't give it attention, you're going to get messed up. It is just a matter of time. All right? Before you fall for a lie, a deception, before you even depart from the Lord. Glory be to God. That could be one of the reasons why some of the largest congregations in this city. Huh? They are cults. The largest congregations. Do you understand what that means? Hallelujah. And it must have begun when people stopped emphasizing the foundational doctrines, the elementary principles. Alright? And they went on to things of what? The church is going to take over the world. What? Jesus is not coming back until the church has taken over. Alright? You understand? And man, the devil starts dancing because he knows Katimbalina. Glory be to God. Alright? So, we're going to talk about slide number 3, I think. We're going to talk about the doctrine of Christ, the doctrine of repentance from dead works and faith toward God, the doctrine of baptisms. Notice it is not baptism, it is baptisms. The doctrine of laying on of hands, the doctrine of resurrection of the dead, and the doctrine of eternal judgment. Thank God we have these slides, because now you can't hear a word, okay? So now you can use sight. Hallelujah. So the first doctrine we're going to talk about is the doctrine of Christ. And these are simple things, but we need to pay very careful attention to them. All right? Do you know there's this thing called 1 + 1, 1 + 2? Now, if you go on and even get to university, all right, you know, you pass P7, senior 4, senior 6, now you're at uni. All right? Now, while you are at university, if you're doing, let's say, engineering, or any course, by the way, the moment you forget, something happens to your head, and you can no longer do 1 + 1. You're finished. A thing which was necessary, but now it becomes very important at university. If you don't know it at university, you're finished. You can't proceed any further. Glory be to God. That's how important foundational doctrines are. You cannot send Xavier Nabikolachi at your level when I give a call. You understand? You can't, man. 1 + 1, you try it. You just tell the devil to mess you up. Yes, some part of your brain, and you can no longer do 1 + 1. Even the degree you have now will be completely useless. You can't buy anything. You can't do nothing. Nothing. Because of you can't do 1 + 1. Hallelujah. So right now we have to do this 1 + 1. We have to do it all the time. Okay? Neymar, you know, one of the reasons why he's great, all right? Okay? It's because they're called drills, Drills, Who are the soccer guys here? Drills, No. We practice, like on Monday, on Tuesday, all right? They're doing simple things all the time, Training, but drills, Your mother lied to us that you're very good at what? At soccer. So I'm asking you soccer things, and not? Basketball. Those things. You know, the same thing, you know, That's what they do. They don't do any. it is all things which make them great. I was told that Ronaldo, one of the reasons why he's among the greatest, is because, well, I don't know if it is the case now, but like in those days, he would be the last to get to go for training, to get on the pitch for training, and he would be the last to leave. You understand? And what was it doing all along? Okay? You know, eh? Taking free kicks. Same thing. No. Same thing over and over and over again. Same thing. Glory be to God. Same thing. Hallelujah. Amen? So these things, okay, must be talked about, you know, all the time, in quotes. All right? So the doctrine of Christ is the first one we're going to talk about. All right? Okay, to start with, the word Christ is not Jesus' second name. All right? Children, Jesus didn't have two names. All right? It is not his second name. Okay? Christ is a title. All right? And that title means the anointed one. Glory be to God. It is synonymous with the title in Hebrew, Messiah. All right? It means the what? The anointed one. In those days, people who had a special call or who had a work God wanted them to do were anointed with oil. Oil to anoint, you know, they were anointed with oil, they would pour oil on them, which was symbolic of the Holy Spirit coming upon them, okay, to empower them for the work which God wanted them to do for Him. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay? Lydia's daughter is saying amen, like she has clacked that one, you know? She has clicked, she has understood, she's like, yeah, you know? Everyone understands that they are on what? Yes. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, Jesus Christ, okay, Jesus the anointed one, was indeed anointed. Okay, in John chapter 3, verse 16, it says, when he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove alighting upon him. The Spirit coming upon him was when, or was the anointing he was receiving, or was when he was being anointed. Glory be to God. All right? Amen? Hallelujah. Ngenda kwasomisa 1 plus 1. Egenda kubata some of a guy. Do you understand? You just ask the devil to do something to you and you forget 1 plus 1 when you can no longer do it. All right? You'd be out of your job end of the month. Beginning of this month, they'll write you a letter. Say, we are what? At the end of the month, we're going to pay you for 2 more months according to what you sign, but please don't come back. All right? In those days, in primary, you know, in our days, okay? You know, when you're being sacked from a school, they would write, try your talents elsewhere. Do you remember that? Who remembers that? Try, and it was the generic, you know, because you see all these teachers had been trained in the same what? Institution, eh? You understand? All the teachers in Uganda had gone to government teaching, whatever, you know, eh? So, they were all taught that when you're sucking a guy, that's what you write. All right? Try your talents elsewhere. You know, eh? So, anyway, I'm telling you, you thank me one day. Glory be to God. Okay? So, Jesus was anointed. The Spirit came upon him at his baptism. All right? And sometime later, when he was in the synagogue, all right, they handed him the book, the scroll, the book of Isaiah. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 4 verse 17 that he found the place where it is written, all right, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good news. Jesus was indeed anointed for the work he came to do. All right? And that work involved preaching the good news. He was anointed for that. Hallelujah. In fact, he summarized that discussion or talk he had by telling the listeners that today this has been fulfilled in your hearing. Meaning he was talking about, the passage he was quoting was concerning him. Hallelujah. Amen. In Acts chapter 10 verse 38, even Peter said that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit. Have you seen it? With the Holy Spirit and with power. And therefore, that is what enabled Jesus to go about doing good. You know, healing the sick. Okay? Helping all those who are oppressed by the devil. Because he had been anointed. Hallelujah. Amen? The word Christ means what? The anointed. It is not Jesus' second name. It's a title. Like counsel, Nantava, you know. Glory be to God. Counsel. Hallelujah. Sweetheart Abigail. Sweetheart Eden. All right? Sweetheart Abigail. Sweetheart is not a name. Her name is Abigail. All right? But she's daddy's what? It's a title. Glory be to God. Amen. One time, there's a lady who came home. She was doing some work for me, okay? So she came home for instructions and stuff, okay? So as she was going, I think I was with either Eden or Abigail, all right? So I said, hey, sweetheart, what? Then I saw the lady looking at me. So I suspected that it's possible that the husband who calls that one, sweetheart, you understand? Because you only respond to your name. Do you understand? For example, if I call Juliana, okay, none of you is going to respond apart from her. You understand? All right. Anyway, I found that interesting. You're talking to your daughter, and the lady thinks what? You're calling her. But that is something, amen? Hallelujah. Now, you see, in John chapter 1, okay, verse 1, it says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was what? God. Mugenda kujira 1 plus 1. The Word was what? God. Then in verse 14 it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Of course, we know in the context, okay? It was talking about Jesus. All right? Jesus dwelt amongst us. All right? So now that means that Jesus was God, isn't it? Basic stuff. Jesus was what? Was what? All right. Now, why did God have to be anointed, have to be empowered? Do you understand? This is God. He can do anything. Asobola. You understand? Come asobola. Why did he have to be anointed? Okay, remember the anointing? You know, it is the empowerment that you get by the Holy Spirit. So why did God have to be anointed? Because you've seen that he was anointed. Haven't you seen it? All right? What? And then now you see that the Word, God, became flesh. All right? Why did he have to be anointed? Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Amen? It is because when the Word became flesh, okay, and God came in the person of Jesus, all right, he kind of put aside, all right, or he decided not to use his divinity, his deity. He decided to operate on earth as a man and not as God. Glory be to God. All right? Philippians chapter 2, from verse 6, talking about Jesus, Christ Jesus, it says that, being in the form of God, he did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Hallelujah. All right? He emptied himself, all right? Taking the form of a slave, a bond servant, and coming in the likeness of men. Hallelujah. All right? I like this scripture in the Amplified. Yeah? Glory be to God. Okay? So it says that, okay, Christ, okay? It says that although being essentially one with God and in the form of God, possessing the fullness of the attributes which make God God, okay, did not think this equality with God was a thing to be eagerly grasped or retained. All right? But he stripped himself of all privileges and rightful dignity so as to assume the guise of a slave, in that he became like men and was born a human being. Glory be to God. Like that song, eh? He laid aside his what? His majesty. He was still God, you remember, because when people worshipped him, eh? Okay, when he was on earth, eh? Okay, before he died and rose again, when people worshipped him, he did not stop them. You understand? Eh? He was still God, but he was operating purely as a man. Glory be to God. You remember he was tempted? Eh? Can you tempt God? James 2 says, is it? James 2:1 says that, you know, God cannot be tempted, nor does he tempt anyone. All right? You understand? Eh? But Jesus was tempted. You understand? Eh? Now, if he was going to deal with a temptation as God, then it wasn't a temptation. Because how do you, what? Tempt God. You can't tempt God. But Jesus was tempted. You understand? Eh? And now it was the human side of him that was only in operation. Glory be to God. He was tempted and he didn't sin. You understand? But remember, James says God cannot be tempted. But Jesus was tempted. Meaning that he was operating purely as a man. All right? But he was God. Glory be to God. All right? We are answering the question why Jesus had to be anointed. God, the Word became flesh. And the Word was God. Why, you know, he could do anything. No, it's because he was now operating as a man while on earth. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. All right? Now, why did Jesus become a man? Glory be to God. We have seen he became a man. We saw why he was anointed, you know. But why did he become a man? Why did he become a man? Answer. The Muslim leader will know this. This is 1+1. To be many, you know. You know, eh? Jesus became a man. Of course, you know, eh? He came to die for us, eh? Alright? But you see, it is not God who sinned. It is not God who what? It is not God who sinned. So the punishment had to be on the man who sinned. Do you understand? Alright? So God who loved us, because he saw that we had no escape route. Okay, he loved us so much that he decided to become man. Glory be to God. That he can take our punishment. Hallelujah. It is not fair, eh? It is not fair. If you do something wrong at home, you alone was done. And then your mother punishes the cat. That's just not right. It is you who has sinned. You know, eh? All right? Okay? So it is you who has to be punished. However, someone can say, okay, instead of punishing me, instead of punishing, what's your name? Kwezi Manzi. Aha, Manzi, this is. No. There was a K and an M. Manzi, then this is Kwezi. I had crammed it as the first one is K, then the first one is M. It is for you guys. Okay. So that's how I go. I was like, I need to find a way of cramming this guy's name. So like the firstborn is K because K comes first. And then the second is M because M what? Okay, now I've learned. So, Manzi sins, does something wrong at home. It is not right that a cat is caned. All right? Guy is very happy, man. I have struck the other side. By the Mundabirano, but I taught children's church when I just got born again. I think I've told you before. When I just got born again in KPC, Children's Church. Hallelujah. And I used to have my 20 kids. You know, they would give everyone kids, you know, and you have your 20. You know, so you sit in groups. And I was like, man, the way to get these kids, man, I used to give them straws. I don't know if Gary got to know what I was doing. But yeah, I used to give them one. So, okay. However, Kwezi can say that punish me instead of punish me for man's sake. All right? But a cat can't say that. First of all, a cat can't speak. Do you understand? And so that's what happened. All right? A man sinned. It is a man who's supposed to be punished. Glory be to God. So God had to become man. God, okay, the word, which was God, had to become flesh, to become a human being, to come in the likeness of sinful man. So that he is punished for man's sin. Glory be to God. Amen? 1 plus 1. Alright? Remember, I have your 1 plus 1 with a Mujimani Boronji. Because that's why these things are very crucial, very crucial. Very what? Very important, I'm telling you. We should never leave these things, guys. And we become so deep. We got to remove mysteries, deep. Get those mysteries, but make sure they are built on this foundation. And every now and again, okay. Come down from your mysteries and review the foundation. Hallelujah. Amen? And by the way, when you do that, there's a way in which it causes you to fall in love with God again. When you're like, hey, not like this. How? Because remember, it is not God who sinned. He didn't have to become man to die for you. It is not him who sinned. It is man. It is us. Do you understand? All right? And he was like, yeah, I have to deliver these guys. I have to die for them so that they can go free and live with me for all eternity. Hallelujah. Amen? Romans chapter 5, verse 18 to 19 says that therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation. That one man was Adam. Even so, through one man's righteous act, that one man now is Jesus, the word that has become flesh, okay? Even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. All right? Justified, because Jesus took your sins. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. Glory be to God. Chinechintu, it is man who began it. It is man who blew it. And therefore, it is man who has to put it back together. Hallelujah. And Jesus, okay, the word became flesh. All right? So he came as man. But now to live as a man, to do the work of God, he needed to be anointed. Glory be to God. If he was operating as God when he was on earth, all right, then he didn't have to be anointed. God, you understand, God is a source of power. Then how would you say that you're giving him power? You're empowering him. That can't be. Hallelujah. All right? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5 to 7 says, therefore, when he, Jesus, came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. Hallelujah. Okay? Jesus needed a body. Hallelujah. The word needed a what? A body. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure. Then I said, behold, I have come to do your will, O God. All right? For him to do God's will on earth, he had to what? He had to become, he had to have a body, a human body. Glory be to God. He has to become man. Glory be to God. Amen. I understand that there are some demons, which can't do anything until they are in a body. Until they what? They're in a body. They have to enter someone or something, some living thing. You understand? Then they will show you who they are. Okay? One of the teaching goes that, let me tell you these things. So remember, okay, Genesis 6, the sons of God saw that the daughters of man were beautiful. So they took them what? That's why, you understand, eh? All right? So, telling you one teaching that tries to explain this, whether it is correct or not, that's another thing. Okay, you go and search it out for yourself and come to your the conclusion. So you know, now the sons of God, those are angels, all right? They came together with the daughters of men, okay. They got children. Hallelujah. Who were men of renown in Noah's days. All right? That's a teaching that goes. You understand? Eh? Okay, giants. Okay? He says that there were giants in the earth in those days. All right? These guys were superhuman. All right? So anyway, they caused, you know, now, so they had, like, you know, like angelic DNA, and they could do exploits, man. You understand? That's what made them giants, and as in it, they passed on some info, spiritual info to human beings. And the guy sinned. And it was in those days that God said, man, I have to what? I have to wipe humanity from the face of the earth. Okay? The teaching goes that, so now you see, these offsprings of angels and human beings, all right, were also getting married. You understand? Eh? So apparently, human DNA was being corrupted. You understand? Eh? Yeah? You know, being corrupted. You understand? Eh? And because of that, if it is allowed to go on and on, there would never be a real human being. Meaning that Jesus would never come because he has to come as man, through man, through a human being. But now all the DNA is getting what? Corrupted. All of you understand, eh? Okay? Some people say it was the ploy of the enemy to make sure that the Savior didn't come. Okay? Get to know where he's passing. Again, I quit Antinda. Block Antinda. You understand? Eh? Therefore, God said they have to clear my. You understand? Eh? You know. So you see, can see now, if that theory is true, you can see God is a good God. He cleared guys in a flood, not because he was a bad God, but it was for the sake of the salvation of humanity. Alright? Okay? Noah and his kids, okay? The family. It hadn't yet been what? Corrupt the DNA. Glory be to God. So now, when those guys are killed in the flood, alright? So they die, but their spirits, demonic, you know, and now, of course, the bodies die, but the spirits are what? Are still there. You understand? And they were functioning in human bodies. Alright? So, in order for them to operate, they always have to what? Get bodies they can enter and work through. I don't know if you've heard of this thing, but let this cause you thinking. Hallelujah. Remember we're talking about 1+1? Glory be to God. I don't know if this that I'm telling you is 1+1. Okay? So, that's what they call disembodied spirits. When the flood came, okay, those spirits were disembodied, all right? And now they always seek to enter bodies, all right? To mess up what? To mess up mankind and the earth. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. It could explain so many things. Eh? Why some of these evil people on the earth, eh? Why they are so involved in sexual immorality. Okay? There's something called STDs. Eh? Alright? Sexually transmitted demons. I don't know if you've heard of it, but that is for another day. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. So why did the word have to become man? Because it is man who sinned. You understand, eh? And because, and now when the word became man, all right, in order to do the will of the Lord, okay, the word, that man, capital M, had to be anointed to do the work of God, because no human being can serve God with just human hands. God is not served with human hands. God has to empower you. Hallelujah. And anyway, you understand. Glory be to God. Yes. Hebrews chapter 4:15 says that Jesus was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Remember, this is the temptation is, you know, He's not being tempted as God, as a man. And if he fails the test, if he falls for the temptation, we are finished. Humanity is finished. Hallelujah. They are not tempting God, man. Because you can't tempt God. Like you can't tempt Bill Gates. You can't test him with 50K. What is 50K? 50K is around $11 or $12. You can't tempt Bill Gates with what? With $12. Really? You talk about temptation. You understand, eh? Jesus was tempted for real. Okay? All right? In all points as we are. And yet, without sin. So he qualified to die for us. All right? 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he made him who knew no sin." God made Jesus who knew no sin. He never sinned. All right? Not because he was God, but because he was a faithful man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He didn't sin. And you see, this gives us hope. Eh? We cannot say, you know, like a friend of yours, eh? One time said that, Jesus, yadikatona, yet have a man near your temptation, you know. You remember now, it is as a man. And he overcame. So it gives us hope. Eh? He said, I can also overcome. You understand? Eh? But the time will come and you fall. Eh? And you will say, forgive me. You understand? Eh? I'm this. It's forgiving. However, we can also overcome sin. You understand? Eh? Because there is a man who overcame sin. Hallelujah. Christ, our example. He overcame. We can also do what? Overcome. Glory be to God. Amen? Remember when he was being tempted? Yeah? When he was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, even the angels, according to the book, when God walked the earth, all right, even the angels like stepped aside. They are like, man, you know, they were not permitted to intervene. Do you understand? Yeah, you should read that book, when God walked the earth. There was a time when it was part of the syllabus in LIT. The final question. We're going to come back to that stuff. You wait. All right? Angels were like, so Jesus faced the devil alone, man, and as a man. Glory be to God. And by the way, those three temptations were not the only ones. Because he said that after that, the enemy left him, okay, until another A. Those were not the only ones, man. You can't say man for a man just one day and katinachiva mu. No. You remember? Tempted, you know what? In all points. There are more things, man. He was tempted, you understand? And he was without sin. Okay? So God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, okay? That we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You who believed in him, you're righteous in him. Hallelujah. And God will expect you to walk in that righteousness. Because faith without works is dead. Hallelujah. All right? Now, after he died, okay, remember we're talking about the doctrine of Christ. Do you think they're very what? Jesus, God became man. These things of a Muslim, what? Isa, what? Yeah? Nabi was a good man. No. That's not enough. That's another one. The real one was God who put on humanity. Hallelujah. You see these things of trying to be nice. That's how you fall for what? Before you know it, you never see that move. You know, Mwita, Abo Luganda. Brother, sister, what? Because you are not giving serious attention to the foundation. Hallelujah. Okay? So, after he died, you all know that he rose, okay, from the dead. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 to 4 says, "For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures." Okay? Somewhere else it says that he rose for our justification. You understand? By the way, had Jesus not risen from the dead, it would be poteia, no work done. Do you understand? But his resurrection was a sign that indeed he has paid for us. If he hadn't resurrected, you see now that is why the resurrection is so important. And that's why the enemy has fought it over the, you know, movies are produced, books are produced, fighting this thing called the resurrection. Because if Jesus hadn't risen from the dead, you understand, we would have died in our sins. Hallelujah. So he rose from the dead. He did what? Okay. And the Bible says that when he died, now, if you believe in him, and we believe in him, okay, concerning us, the Bible says that when he died, we died with him. When he rose, we rose with him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? There used to be a song in those days. I don't know if it's still around. He rose, he rose, he rose from the dead, he rose. Just like a himba. He rose. I've forgotten. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if Jesus hadn't risen from the dead, to have been all this anointing he had, what should have been what? But there, man. Glory be to God. Amen? 1 + 1. Then after here, you can go and listen to your what? Your radio, what? But at least, God wants to, by the way, I'm not against those things, you know, but it is disturbing that it's become like the thing that is being preached. It's like, that's why, man, I remember at your wedding, I met a guy, I think, what was his name? Was he Bruce's best man? It's some guy who's a musician, and I think was in Marcos. What's his name? Or Syria, huh? Something like that, just an OA. So, you know, I remember, I don't know how we began to talk. He told me who he is. I told him who I am. So we began to talk. I guess he said, yeah, St. John, but my dad was so and so. He was a Pentecostal preacher, by the way. Yeah. And I'm like, man, you know, I'm like, but you could see he was a Pentecostal. But for some time, God had put him there in what? Anglican. And now, I told the guy, as a brother, that man, you know, I don't know, there's something wrong with our club. The Pentecostal club. We are, you know, I'm like, sometimes I'm ashamed. Okay? I used to stay near a church, okay? In Ichiwatole, okay? Teddy's church. Okay? And every morning I could hear what they were preaching. Sometimes what did they have been to? Whatever they were doing, they were going to be able to do it. Do you understand? They now know the cancer now. Just shouting nonsense. Meanwhile, they are saying the other guys are what? Religious. delegates are talking Bible stuff, man. But in a cool way, and maybe in an anointed, without anointing, if I should, but at least you understand. Never look for them, they think if you do noise, bab, 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 you know, then yeah, what? Stupidity, man. Okay, so I told the guy that, man, in fact, I reached a time, because now this Kampala, like I always say, is very dangerous. The cows, man. So I reached a time when I meet a guy, someone, and they convince me that they are saved. I reached a time when, you know, the son, who you tell that what? Yeah, in the meantime, just remain there, man. Because you know what is in your house. And you don't want the guy to get out of it. A jail, no, and then he gets messed up with taking over the world, right, you know. So I was like, man, but to this day, that right now, many people are safer in the Anglican Church. Safer there for some time. But we cover there in the meantime. Because until God somehow does something in our house, then we shall collect them. You understand? Tupagame, muvemu dini, a dini, what? Hallelujah. All right? Now, so he rose, he ascended, and is coming back. Glory be to God. Acts chapter 1, from verse 10, it says, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, okay, remember, he's talking to them, then at a certain time, it was time to go. All right? Then, you look, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go up. Why do you have unbelief? You understand? Anyway, now, they are stupid guys. And our house, something, man. I'm telling you, I want to our uncle. We tell me about your cat right now. Okuvayo. Our house, man. You understand? Don't overbe what? Yeah? If God leads you, tell them to leave. But be careful. Those things of a guy, what? He comes like in the air, what? Walking in the air. You've seen those videos. Meanwhile, with some of them, it is strings. They have tie themselves on strings which are hard to see. You know. Others, it is just camera tricks, you know. It's called what? Video tricks or what? How you take. Anyway, you know, now that is our house. Because those guys say that they are with us. And they say that they are our what? Our leaders. Do you understand? Kachugawa Deli Mwa Saint Johnny some about the resurrection can normally turn on strings. Really. Yeah, first beer, first, you know. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So as he went up, okay, behold, two men stood by them in white aprons, saying, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Glory be to God. Okay? The doctrine of Christ. Jesus is coming. Okay? God became flesh. He dwelt amongst us. He was anointed because he was going to do the work of God as a man. All right? He died for us. After he died, he rose again. After he rose again, after 40 days, were they 40 or 50? 40 days. All right? He ascended on high. All right? With his body, by the way. All right? With his body. Glorified body. And one time, we're also going to get those, what? All right? And now he's in heaven. He says that, I'm going to prepare a place for you. He's coming again. All right? Jesus is what? Jesus is coming again. Now, if that is emphasized in the church, believers would live very different lives.
You understand? Eh? Do you know what it means? Anyway, he's coming again. Eh? You know? And he said, be ready. Because I come and you're not ready, I'm not taking you. You understand? Eh? So now that's... is it? Anyway, so that lack of emphasis of the soon return of the Lord has caused people to live complacently. Is that right, English? You know, eh? People are living like the world. But if you knew Jesus was coming back tomorrow, eh? You would live a different life, man. All right? Then another deception enters. Don't worry about him, what? You are a Christian. When he comes, mwena mugenda mu rapture. The whole church is going. Do you understand? And the devil man is just there saying, I have them. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, before this COVID thing, COVID went now, you know, you finish service, you get on the road, traffic, okay? You pass church, you bava mu kanisa, what, you know, roundabout, guys are coming from KPC, there's another church there, yeah, David Musinguzi. Some people think that is me. You know, you know, traffic Sunday, you see Ugandans, Baba Mukanisa. Ugandans are born again. Do you understand? Eh? You see man, but I necessarily move Billy, as in the service has ended. Okay? But now, our morals, and the corruption, the way people are stealing money, it doesn't really, you're like, all these cases where, you know, we're talking about Kampala only. But you're like, you don't feel the effect of all those guys who are what? Who cause traffic? Some don't have cars, but they could board them, but they're smart, what, eh? But I'm kind of, sir. Do you understand, eh? But man, and all, most of those guys have jobs in government, private sector. You know, they drive Ubers, borders, they are. But man, the society doesn't. So where are they? Where are those guys you saw on Sunday? Where are they? Where? Do you understand? One of the reasons is because while they were in church, they were listening to stupidity. Nothing to make them live right. Do you understand? I'm telling you, it is sad. Eh? Very, very sad. URIA is full, is filled with born-again Christians. Do you know how many lawyers, man? Do you know how many lawyers are in our house, as in a part of us? Bolu, our Uganda, Baloya. But man, you meet them, eh? It is after they have messed you up, that's when someone will tell, man, that was my OG, we're in the same, what, in Gayaza, on campus, which was a mama. And you're like, what? So where are they? You know, eh? Hallelujah. Museveni has ministers, MPs, but locally. But some of them, I have what? It's called a what? When you have data on someone. There's another one which they use. Anyway, some word. Anyway, so some of them are the biggest thieves, man. But they are there when they call Abalokole Parliament. They represent you. And those MPs know that your guy to basentenaye. So I'm Esther, I'm saved. Then you think that the MP will be like impressed, he'll be like, now this one. You leader in parliament, what? We hammer the dimes together. Eh? You see, I heard that the reason why the MPs were on Janet Museveni's case, you remember? She told them that they meet at what? At Kolo so they can discuss stuff. Then they made it seem like how? You know, eh? But by the way, these things I've learned over the years. Go slow, on this news that goes around. I was told that the real issue was, because, you see, they wanted her to take them to like a hotel. Because when they go there, Katia Baba Sasula, a 5 mile, poof, for starters, they are paid. Now in Kololo, they were not going to get money. Do you understand? So they like the idea, yes, we discuss things of education, but they made it seem like, whoa, what, this woman, how do you, will someone ask what? All they wanted was change venue, please, and give us money. Then there they would say, great, yeah, what? It was a money thing. Ujeti himself was like, no, that's a waste, you understand? But they made... There's something else I heard where, again, it was that thing where now we guys who are outside don't know what's happening. But the, most of the time, that you're what? The parliament. Most of the time, it's a what? A money thing. There was another time when they also put on what? Pressure, what? If we Janet over with something. Apparently, it's because they had done something from 70, and Musoni had told them, I'll give you a dime. All right? Well, it was 50 miles, something like that. So he didn't give them the money. Month went by, you know, no, our money. So they're like, now, what do we do? They want, the best thing is to do, get something on the wife, and what? He. So that now he gives us our money and we leave our Lord. Now, so for us here, we think, what, the MPs are fighting for us? What? Meanwhile, and the moment the money was released, say, it was that time of the curriculum. How this curriculum, the new curriculum is very bad. What? They have removed Omukama, the Kabalega. What? Bad. You know, the Minister of Education should come and explain. You know, the moment they gave guys the dime, the curriculum is very good. This curriculum, no. This curriculum, what? Catch them for MPs, Buffet. But they have deliberately decided not to look at the time, amen? Because I want to finish. Hallelujah. Amen? 1+1. Now, I've given you the 1+1 on your MPs. Be slow, be slow on those things, guys. Okay, yeah, bank be about it, but don't make it scripture. That, yeah, the man even guy because of, don't be so fast to do that. Hallelujah. Amen. So Jesus is what? He's coming back. He's doing what? He's coming back. All right? And when he comes back, he's going to restore all things. Remember when Adam sinned, everything became aware. Everything became a mess. Death came, all this climate change, everything, crying, tears, women running away from spiders, you know, all those things. Hallelujah. Jesus is going to put them to an end. He's going to restore all things. Acts chapter 3, verse 21 says that Jesus, God is going to receive Jesus in heaven, whom Jesus, heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things. Okay, he's going to be there until the time to return to restore all things. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God bless you.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.